This is Bill Wills. Let's catch up with Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, on some food stories of the week. Mark, with a great profile of a chef from Ukraine. We'll get to that. Good news on the pizza front for our town. But Mark, first, let's start with a story about Saucy Brew Works. They had plans for independence, but no more, huh? They're going to concentrate more on the flagship brewery?
Yeah, Saucy Brew Works is actually going to focus more on their flagship brewery. And now, we talked about this a while ago. They had actually bought some land, long process, a lot of delays. The land was adjacent to Topgolf, right at the corner of 480 and 77.
Right.
Very high traffic area, still a very good location. But, you know, between inflationary prices, supply chain problems, other issues, they decided to abandon the project. They're going to focus more on the flagship over on Detroit Avenue. So they bought out the lease of an adjacent building, the Title Boxing Club, right over on Detroit Avenue. They're going to be using that for more production space, but they also are going to be expanding and keeping up with their other projects. They are moving out to North Carolina. They've got a big project out there. They've got a place in Detroit that's going really well. They added a kitchen to the Pinecrest location. So they're doing really well, and they just decided to shift gears a little bit. And they own the land over there in Independence, and I'm sure as Brent Zimmerman, the owner of Saucy, was telling me, you know, it's worth a lot, and I'm sure they'll do okay.
Yeah.
Selling that. So Saucy moving ahead just in a slightly different direction.
Yep. Sorry, they're not going to be able to be there, but understand why completely. So we'll see what group or company grabs onto that land now, because it is a great location. Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com with us. Okay, I was fascinated by this story. You also posted Cleveland, the big headline, we're number two. We're number two in best cities for pizza. Tell me about this list and how they ranked us.
Yeah, I really like this. You know, as you know, I love talking with you about national rankings for Cleveland and Northeast Ohio and a variety of food and drink fronts. And a lot of places use a lot of different, basically, metric systems to analyze a lot of different topics. This one comes from a mortgage calculator and refinancing site called AnytimeEstimate.com. So they use a lot of public business data, census information, other statistics. They have come up with a ranking of the 50 largest U.S. metropolitan areas by quality of pizza cities. And they, according to their metrics and everything they looked at, from price to independent places to quality and a few other things, they have Detroit as number one, but they have Cleveland as number two. I thought that was an interesting ranking. I like the pizza in Cleveland. I don't think we have a distinct style, but that's not a bad thing.
Right, right.
And Columbus finished third. So two of the top three spots, major cities in Ohio, and I just think that's really a good thing and a feather in the cap for Cleveland. A little bragging rights there. And by the way, if you like pizza, don't go to Riverside, California. They came in dead last on the ranking.
We won't worry about them, but you're right. We have a lot of great pizza, local places, and some chains right here in Cleveland. Good list, and Cleveland up there is number two. All right, look, sadly, we see the news out of Ukraine. We feel for those people, millions who are affected, and so many who are around Cleveland with ties to that country. With that in mind, you tracked down an interesting story about a chef with ties to Ukraine. Tell me about this here.
Yeah, Natasha, I first met Natasha Pogorodinsky several years ago, and she was the chef at the old Sterley's Country House.
Yeah.
Over near East 55th, yeah. Over on that side. And then she shifted over to the sister company, Goldhorn Brewery. And for the past several years, she's been the chef at the South Side in Tremont. Natasha was born in Kyiv. She and her family emigrated here when she was 10 years old. Yeah. She's now, this week, she just turned 41 years old. So she's been here for a long time. And her message to me, it was very interesting sitting down and talking with her. She said, Mark, I just wish one thing. I mean, one thing, obviously, she really wants to see peace in Ukraine, as everybody else in that region does. and here for that matter. But she really, her big message was, we really need to understand refugees. Refugees are a real thing. They happen every day. She said, you know, this situation there didn't, you know, this didn't start 2 weeks ago. This is, you know, refugees have been around for a long time from a lot of different parts of the country, of the world rather. And she's right. You know, the United States has been a melting pot for a long time. I know immigration is on the table, but you know, people come from a lot of different places. In every generation, we have different people from different countries coming here and going to other places. She, you know, had a rough time assimilating, and she's very proud to be American. And she just wants everybody to be a little bit more accepting, and that was her message. I thought it was a good message. Gotten a lot of feedback on that story. Yeah. It's been very interesting. And she also talked about how she incorporates Eastern European flavors into her cooking at the South Side. I mean, for one thing, she made a point of saying when she makes tacos, she uses kind of Eastern European flavors and flair rather than a traditional Mexican approach. I thought that was neat. And on April 18th, there's going to be a benefit food and music event for relief efforts for Ukrainians. And she's going to be making some traditional dishes for that as well. So it was really neat talking to Natasha Pogorobinsky, born in Ukraine and very proud to be in the United States.
Great piece. And thank you for doing taking time to do it. The South Side's over 2207 West 11th Street. If you want to check out for some great food and, again, a great cause to help out refugees and all on with the different programming and food Monday, April 18th. Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dieter, cleveland.com. Follow him on Twitter, mbona30. Good stuff. Mark, thanks much.
Thank you, Bill.